You're listening to SBS News.
He's lived a life of suffering, but Nurul Ahmed's faith remains strong. In a makeshift prayer room at the back of a home in Lakemba in Sydney's southwest, Mr. Ahmed, along with other members of the Rohingya community, observes sunset prayers. Mr. Ahmed was just a baby when his family fled persecution in Myanmar. For the first 15 years of his life, he was confined within the razor wire fences of a refugee camp.
It is very typical. So there is no opportunity for the study. There is no any medication, not enough food. It is not life.
With his future looking bleak, Mr. Ahmed's mother urged him to find a way out. He says he was trafficked through India, Thailand, Malaysia and Indonesia before arriving in Australia in 2012. But his family and friends are still languishing in the Cox's Bazar camps on the southeast coast of Bangladesh, along with a whole new generation of Rohingya Muslims. Paul McFunn, the head of the Southeast Asia and Pacific Project at Médecins Sans Frontières, says the persecution of the ethnic minority has been going on for decades.
The first displacements of Rohingya were over 40 years ago. So we're talking about 40 years, slightly more, of people, four generations of the Rohingya that have experienced violence and have had to flee and find security and safety elsewhere.
Before 2017, the camps in Cox's Bazar were home to around 34,000 refugees. But in August that year, the Burmese military unleashed a deadly crackdown on the ethnic minority. Almost 7,000 people, including children, were killed in the month after the violence erupted. That's according to medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières. Analysts of satellite image by Human Rights Watch found that at least 288 villages were either partially or totally destroyed by fires in northern Rakhine State, where Rohingya predominantly reside. The brutal assault triggered a mass exodus, with a staggering 700,000 people fleeing into neighbouring Bangladesh. 5 years on, and Mr. McFunn says the sprawling makeshift settlements are now home to more than a million people.
We have the pressure building and building on this population. You know, where can they go? What can they do? Who's going to change the situation? And we're in the middle of a political stalemate to find any solutions. And as the situation goes on, the population gets more and more desperate and more despondent. And at a certain point, this is going to fall apart.
The camps were supposed to be a temporary solution to the unfolding crisis, but the brutal military regime that the Rohingya fled now holds power in Myanmar following the 2021 coup. And so repatriation efforts, already lagging, have stalled. The camps reaching breaking point, and so too the community in Australia. Here's community leader Mohammed Ralph.
Please do not ignore our issue, because majority of our people suffering either here or refugee camp.
In a shed also in the backyard of a Lakemba home, Mr. Ralph chairs a weekly meeting. He fled Myanmar in the 1980s and he set up the Arakan Rohingya Development Association Australia in 2017. The organisation functions both as a support service for new arrivals and a means of raising awareness of the plight of the Rohingya. He says many in the community have relatives inside the camps, himself included. Mr. Rolf is calling on the Labor government to increase the intake of Rohingya refugees, saying they can help fill labor shortages.
Farmland, agriculture, the industry, our people can help. Here in Australia also our people are suffering because they have separated for many years. Some are maybe 15 years, some are 20 years, some are more than 30 years. They couldn't see their family.
In a statement provided to SBS, a spokesperson for the Department of Home Affairs said the government is committed to generous and flexible humanitarian and settlement programs that meet Australia's international protection obligations, adding that since 2009, more than 470 visas have been granted under the humanitarian program to people identifying as Rohingya. But the United Nations says Australia should contribute more. Gillian Triggs, the Assistant High Commissioner for Protection at the UN Refugee Agency, told SBS News Australia has a responsibility to share the burden. She also wants to see the federal government increase its financial assistance to the camps, which she says are desperately underfunded.
As people forget what's happened in Myanmar, then the funding just declines and the funding goes to other crises. But they fall away for those that have been long-standing.
Calls too for Australia to reopen diplomatic channels with Myanmar.
To try to persuade Myanmar to address some of the root causes, in particular the denial of access to nationality, to identity documents, and that they are able to return to schools, to have access to healthcare services, and of course, importantly, access to livelihoods.
A spokesperson for the Department of Home Affairs told SBS the UNHCR and the international community continue to work on creating conditions for a safe return of Rohingya people to Myanmar. Australia's response continues to focus on humanitarian aid to Bangladesh and Myanmar. Mohammed Rauf believes repatriation must remain the focus of international efforts, saying the world cannot lose another generation of Rohingya.
Everyone, they should have right to go back to their land, to their home. They are humans. They should have their future.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.